A zero-day vulnerability refers to a software security flaw that is unknown to the people or companies who should fix the flaw, such as the software vendor. This type of vulnerability is termed zero-day, because once the flaw becomes publicly known, the software's developers have 0 days to issue a patch or advise on a mitigation strategy before potential exploitation. Attackers exploit these vulnerabilities to carry out unauthorized actions, such as stealing data, installing malware, or gaining control of affected systems. Zero-day vulnerabilities pose a significant security risk since they can be exploited before the vulnerability is known to the software developers and before a patch or workaround is available. Zero-day vulnerabilities are a major threat primarily due to their unpredictability and the lack of preparedness against them. Since these vulnerabilities are unknown to software vendors and the wider security community at the time of discovery, there are no existing patches or direct mitigation strategies readily available to protect against such exploits. This gap between discovery and remedy provides a golden opportunity for attackers to exploit these vulnerabilities, often resulting in significant data breaches, system intrusions, and widespread damage before a defense can be formulated. Furthermore, the nature of zero-day vulnerabilities means that they can be weaponized against critical infrastructure, governments, and corporations, potentially leading to severe financial losses, compromise of sensitive information, and erosion of trust in affected systems. The stealthiness and potential for high-impact attacks make zero-day vulnerabilities a critical threat in the cybersecurity landscape. Zero-day vulnerabilities often emerge from various sources, including the complex nature of modern software development and the growing sophistication of cyber attackers. Common sources include coding errors, insufficient security reviews, and overlooked aspects of software compatibility or complexity. These vulnerabilities are typically discovered in several ways. Security researchers, either independently or within corporate or academic settings, play a key role in identifying unseen flaws through meticulous analysis and testing. Ethical hackers, participating in bug bounty programs, also uncover vulnerabilities by legally probing systems for weaknesses. Sometimes, zero days are discovered inadvertently when an unexpected system behavior or security incident prompts a deeper investigation. Additionally, cyber attackers themselves might reveal a zero-day's existence by exploiting it, which leads to its detection by the security community or affected parties through analysis of the attack vectors or the malicious code utilized. The multifaceted approach to discovering zero-days underscores the necessity of broad vigilance and continuous scrutiny in cybersecurity practices. Throughout the history of computing, several notable zero-day attacks have highlighted the vulnerabilities in software systems and the ingenuity of attackers. For instance, the Stuxnet worm, discovered in 2010, targeted SCADA systems and was specifically designed to damage Iran's nuclear program. Windows operating systems have frequently been the target of zero-day exploits, with the WannaCry ransomware attack in 2017 affecting thousands of computers worldwide by exploiting the Eternal Blue vulnerability. More recently, the SolarWinds hack demonstrated how sophisticated zero-day attacks could lead to widespread compromise of government and corporate networks through supply chain vulnerabilities. These examples underscore the evolving nature of cyber threats and the continuous race between attackers discovering new vulnerabilities and defenders working to secure systems against them. The proactive stance against zero-day vulnerabilities is not just beneficial, it's a necessity in today's cybersecurity landscape. Being proactive means implementing measures such as regular software updates, comprehensive security audits, and the adoption of advanced threat detection technologies before a zero-day exploit is publicly known or utilized by attackers. This approach helps in significantly reducing the window of opportunity for attackers to exploit unknown vulnerabilities. It involves cultivating a security-minded culture within organizations where continuous monitoring, threat intelligence sharing, and the swift deployment of patches play a crucial role in defense strategies. Furthermore, educating users and employees about the potential risks and signs of compromise can enhance an organization's ability to preemptively counter zero-day attacks. Ultimately, the importance of being proactive lies in its capacity to minimize the impact of zero-day vulnerabilities, maintaining the integrity and trust of technology users worldwide.